the prime rule of reality. If there's any doubt in our minds as to just how real the power of belief is in our lives, we need look no further than the case histories of the placebo effect in Chapter 2, or Amanda Dennison's firewalking miracle at the beginning of this chapter, or the true-life account of a woman weighing less than 100 pounds lifting a car that is at least 20 times her body weight. In the subconscious mind of those who experienced the placebo and performed the miraculous feats, and in the conscious mind of Amanda Dennison, we're shown the power of our ability to define our own limits of reality. In each example, there's a direct correlation between what the person believed, how he or she felt about his or her beliefs, and what actually happened in the world. Although we may not fully understand why such effects work as they do, at the very least, we must say there is an effect. These unmistakable correlations lead us to Belief Code 27. It simply states that the prime rule of reality is that we must become in our lives what we choose to experience in the world. Once we understand this simple rule, the spiritual teachings of the past suddenly take on an even deeper, richer meaning. For me personally, I find myself in a place of even greater awe, respect, and gratitude for those in the past who did their very best to preserve this secret. In the words of their time, without the high-tech terms and the experiments that prove what our 20th century minds demand today, the masters of our past shared the quantum secret of the greatest force in the universe. Living from the answer. There's a subtle yet powerful difference between working toward a result and thinking and feeling from that result. When we work toward something, we embark upon an open-ended and never-ending journey. While we may identify milestones and set goals to get us closer to our accomplishment, in our mind we're always on our way to the goal rather than in the experience of accomplishing our goal. The studies that show us how observation affects reality demonstrate two keys in translating the possibilities of our minds into the reality of our world. First, they conclude that beyond doubt, reality changes in the presence of our focus. And secondly, they conclude that the more we focus, the greater the change. These scientific observations confirm the principles that the great teachers of our past shared in their non-scientific language, and this is why the 20th century philosopher Neville Goddard's admonition that we must enter the image and think from it is so powerful in our lives. When we place our focus on what our lives would be like if our dreams were already fulfilled or our prayers already answered, what we're actually doing is creating the conditions within us that allow our fulfilled dream to surround us. Using language that is direct and no nonsense, the 19th century psychologist and philosopher William James reminds us of just how easy it is to apply this principle in real life. If you want a quality in life, he says, act as if you already had it. If you want a trait, act as if you already have the trait. In Neville's words, the way to do this is to make your future dream a present fact. Philosopher and poet John McKenzie further describes our relationship with imagination, suggesting that the distinction between what is real and what is imaginary is not one that can be finally maintained. He says that all existing things are imaginary. In both of these descriptions, the concrete events of life must first be envisioned as possibilities before they can become a reality. In a non-scientific language, James, Neville, and McKenzie each tell us precisely how we may apply the prime rule to real life. In our 21st century world of microchips and nanotechnology, it's no wonder that we're skeptical when we hear that moving the atoms of reality is so simple that even a child can do it. It just sounds too easy to be true. That is, until we consider what the science has shown us and what our most cherished spiritual traditions have always said, that we live in a reflected universe and we are creating the reflections. So please don't be deceived by the simplicity of Neville's words when he suggests that all we need to do to transform our imagination into reality is to assume the feeling of our wish fulfilled. In a participatory universe of our own making, why would we expect that the power to create should be any more difficult? From this way of thinking, when we ask the age-old question, how real is reality? The answer begins to sound like the solution to a philosophical riddle. reality is as real as we believe it is. This secret is summarized in Belief Code 28. It says that we tend to experience in life what we identify with in our beliefs. In this way, what we call our reality is actually soft, malleable, and subject to change. It conforms to our expectations and our beliefs. So while the laws of physics are certainly real enough, and they do exist under some conditions, the evidence suggests that when we change those conditions, we also rewrite the laws, and we don't have to be rocket scientists, or any scientists for that matter, to do so. Amanda Dennison proved this point by walking on 1,700-degree coals, as did Milarepa by pushing his hand through the native rock of a cave wall. In both instances, the laws of physics were violated. In both cases, it was the ability of one individual to purposely create the conditions of consciousness, what he or she believed to be true about his or her world, that changed the reality of their lives. Now that we know the prime rule of such a reflected reality, how do we apply that rule in our lives? If our deeply entrenched, sometimes subconscious beliefs are the seed for what we experience, then how do we heal the false beliefs that limit us? How do we rewrite our reality code? This is where a new experience that blows the conditions right off of everything we've held true in the past can be so powerful. The key is to find the experience that works for us and to recognize it when it arrives.